Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, the rough and tumble world of competitive cheerleading. We'll talk to the author of a new book called Cheer, Three Teams on a Quest for College Cheerleading's Ultimate Prize. She's in studio with us right now. But first, we do want to get to some headlines.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. New York is still coming to grips today with the resignation of Governor Eliot Spitzer. He stepped down yesterday amid allegations of his involvement with a prostitution ring. From WNYC in New York, here's Andrea Bernstein.
2 days after news first broke that New York Governor Eliot Spitzer had allegedly consorted with a high-priced prostitute, New Yorkers remained stunned. The word unbelievable traded in elevators and hallways as people shook their heads. Spitzer was known as a crusader, the sheriff of Wall Street, stopping wrongdoers in their tracks. But Wednesday, he admitted he was one himself.
I'm deeply sorry that I did not live up to what was expected of me.
Spitzer said he'd leave public life for good effective next Monday, but his legal troubles may not be over. New York U.S. Attorney Michael Garcia issued a statement saying there'd been no deal between Spitzer and his office on his resignation, quote, or any other matter.
Andrea Bernstein reporting there. Two suspects have been arrested in the killing of University of North Carolina student Eve Carson. Both men are charged with first-degree murder. The first suspect was arrested Wednesday. Police believe he was photographed trying to use Carson's ATM card inside a convenience store. The second man was arrested early this morning at a home where he was hiding. State records indicate both men are currently on parole. 22-year-old Carson was found on a street about a mile from the Chapel Hill campus last week. She'd been shot several times. And Florida's Democratic Party is proposing a new plan for a new presidential primary, one that would involve mail-in ballots and regional voting sites. From Miami, here's NPR's Greg Allen.
Florida Democrats violated national party rules by holding their primary early, and the Democratic National Committee penalized them by stripping the state of all its delegates. The state party Tuesday night sent a proposal for a new vote to presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and to Democratic members of the state's congressional delegation. Under the plan, ballots would be mailed to all registered Democrats in the state. In addition, voting sites would be set up in 50 regional offices to ensure that disadvantaged communities would be able to vote. The party says it would raise between $10 and $12 million to pay for the effort. Some of the main opposition to the idea comes from Florida's 9 Democratic members of Congress, who say they believe a mail-in vote will be too hard to pull off in a short time.
That was NPR's Greg Allen reporting. And the $5 bill, getting a little makeover. A new bill goes into circulation today, and parts of it have been colored in a purplish hue. The seal of the United States is now in purple, to the right of President Lincoln's head, and an enlarged numeral is printed in purple ink on the back of the bill. The 5 is the latest bill to be redesigned to prevent forgery. Next up, the Ben Franklin, the $100 bill. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.